Now, we're staying all together. Once a month, we stay all together. So little ones normally go next door if they're under 11. And today, we're all staying together. It's great to learn from God as a church family. Now, we're not going to read the story. It's three chapters in Numbers, chapter 22 to chapter 24. But I'm going to tell you the whole big story. And I was going to do the whole talk dressed as a donkey. Now, there's a bit in the story where God amazingly makes a donkey speak. It is incredible, but I'm not going to do that. But I want you to go home with mums and dads, or go home by yourselves, read chapter 22 to 24 in Numbers. It is an amazing story about what God does for his people. It's got a donkey that talks. It's also got a wizard in it. A donkey and a wizard. It is a great story, but I'm not going to focus on them, because the best thing about the story is God and what he does. Now, do please go home and read it. It's great. It is a great three chapters of the Bible. Three chapters about God, and God who is desperate to bless his people. God wants to shower blessing and good things on his people continually. And if God wants something, he'll do it. And that is the story that we've got today. Now, the story starts with a king. Now, he's a clever king called Balak. Now, Balak was unhappy. Balak was unhappy because he saw that God's people were coming to where he lived, and they were going to come and they were going to fight him. Now, Balak had heard the stories all about God. He'd heard the stories about God and his people, and he realized that even if he had a massive army, he was in trouble. God's people had a weapon of mass destruction, and his name was God. God was on their side, and even if he had a million soldiers, he knew that he could not beat God in a fight. He knew that God... He knew that God wanted to bless his people, the Israelites. He wanted to bless them, and because God was going to bless them, that meant he wasn't going to bless Balak and his people. They were in trouble. Big trouble. Now, Balak got thinking, and he thought, well, I can't beat them. I can't beat them unless I get God to change his mind. So God thought, if I can make God start not showering them with blessings and start cursing them, if he started doing that to them, he could start to bless me and my people. Now, how do you get God to do what you want? How can you get God to do what you want? Well, what he did was he spoke to a wizard. Now, there was this guy called Balaam, and you'll have to read the story when you get home. A guy called Balaam, and he had a job that was speaking to other gods. He spoke to other gods, and he would say to them, there's a king over here who's got a god on his side. I want you to go and speak to the god of their god and make him fight against them. And time again, Balak would get on his knees and he would say, oh, god of the people that live in Timbuktu, oh, god of the people that live down the road, stop fighting against your, stop helping your people and fight against them. Now, that's a funny story, isn't it? Because there's one god. The Bible tells us there is just one god. But he was Balaam, and he was speaking to different gods, and, well, it worked. So what was going on there? Well, the Bible says there's one God, just one God, and his name is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. One God, but three people. But there are also other powers. There's the devil and the people that work for him. So you remember when Jesus came to the world? There were people that had spirits in them, not nice spirits, and Jesus would talk to them and tell them to stop. And those were the people Balaam was talking to. He would speak to an evil spirit and say, fight for those people, and they would. Now, we don't need to worry about that, but it is a warning to us, isn't it? There are powers and things that are scary, that are out there, that people like witches and wizards deal with. That's why we need to be careful of things that we read and look at. But the story is about not that. The story is about God and God wanting to bless his people. Now, here's Balak. And he said to Balaam, please, please, please speak to their God. Please speak to the God of the Bible and get him to not like his people and like my people. And Balaam said, how much are you going to pay me? Well, he said, let's give you a lot of money. And Balaam said, I like money. I'll do it. So one night he went down and he got on his knees and he said, God of the Israelites, I know you're real, I know you're strong, I know you're impressive. Please be nasty to your people, and please help Balak out. And God said, what do you think God said? God said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it, because way back when, I said that I'm going to bless my people. God said to a man called Abraham, I'm going to bless my people. I'm going to bless them and bless them and bless them and bless them. And they're going to grow and they're going to become mighty and massive. And God said, I've said that, so I'm going to do that. Well, Balaam, the wizard, he said, okay. And he went to Balak and he said, tough luck, Balak. Tough luck. God said he's going to bless his people, and that means you won't be blessed. You won't be blessed. Well, Balak and his people thought, money. Let's give him more money. So they said to Balaam, you can have some more money. More money if you please make God curse them and bless us. Now, what did Balaam love? Balaam loved money. And he said, okay, give me your money. So there he was with pockets full of money. And he went and he knelt down again. And he said, God, come on, please. Please, please, please. Be kind to Balak. He's kind to me. He gives me lots of money. And please curse your people. And God said, I've already told you what I'm going to do. But I tell you what. Go with them. Go with them and only tell them what I tell you. Only do what I say. And Balaam said, okay. Well, off they went after a talking donkey incident, which you can read in your Bible in Numbers chapter 23. It is brilliant. They went off. And Balak took Balaam to a place where they could see some of God's people. So if we're God's people, he took him to a place where they could see a corner of them, a little corner of them. And they made sacrifices. And Balaam talked to God. And God said this. God said, I'm not going to curse my people. I'm going to bless them. I'm not going to curse them. I'm going to bless them. And I'm going to make them grow. Now, Balak was going to fight them. If he was going to fight them and win, well, they would shrink if he was going to win. But God said, I'm going to make them grow. Well, Balaam went to Balak and said, sorry, God says he's going to bless them, not curse them. And Balak was like, ah! He got really cross and he said, I brought you here. I told you to curse them. You've only blessed them. Tell you what, let's do it again. So this time they went to a place where they could see like half of God's people, a high up place. And they did some sacrifices and Balaam said, okay, give me some more money and I'll go and talk to God again. So we got more money and he talked to God again. And well, God spoke to him and God said, I'm going to really bless my people. I'm going to give them so much stuff and blessing. I love them. I'm going to help them. And Balak's going to be in trouble. Well, Balaam came down and he said, sorry, Balak. God said, I'm going to bless my people. I'm going to curse you. And Balak said, please just shut up from now on. Stop doing it. Please just tell God to, well, don't bless me. Don't curse me. Just stop doing anything to me. And well, they went up and they did some more sacrifices. And this time they went to a place where they could see all of God's people. There were like 1.5 million of God's people. So they're on a really high place, looking over a desert. They could see all of God's people and they did some sacrifices. And Balaam went away and spoke to God. And guess what God said? Guess what he said? What's God going to do? Is he going to curse his people and bless Balak? Is God going to do that? No. What God said was, I'm going to bless them so much. He didn't quite say it like that. You can read what he really said in Numbers chapter 24. But that's basically what he said. And he said, I'm going to bless them so much. And anyone that tries to hurt my people, anyone that tries to fight my people, they will be in big, big, big trouble. Well, Balaam went to Balak and he said this. He's going to bless them so much and you're going to be in trouble because you're trying to fight God's people and well, that's bad luck for you. And Balak just started pulling his hair out and said, just go away and shut up and stop talking. Stop talking to God and stop talking to me. But remember what God had said to Balaam. You have to tell Balak everything I tell you. So God told something to Balaam again. And it was, you know what? I'm going to make them as strong as a lion. And he told Balak and he didn't like it. And God spoke to him again and said, you know what? I'm going to give them so many children and such a big land. And he told Balak and he didn't like it. And God did it again and again. 4 times he went back and just kept telling him, I love my people, I'm going to bless them, I'm going to look after them. And anyone that stands against them, well, they won't be blessed. Now that's the story. 3 great chapters with a wizard in, with a talking donkey in, but with a God who wants to look after and bless his people. That is the message of Judges chapter 22 to chapter 24. God wants to bless his people. God wants to bless you. Now, time and time again, we forget that, don't we? We live our lives and we worry. We worry about different things and we think things are going badly wrong. We look to different things to bless us. We think money, that's the answer. Money's going to give me what I want and make me happy. We think maybe if I get more money, I'll be happy. Sometimes you think if I lose a bit of this, I'll be happy. Sometimes you think if I get more friends. Sometimes if I get verified on Facebook. Or something like that will make me happy. But this story tells us we need God. We need God, and he's the one that's going to bless us. And do you know what the good news is? If you are one of God's people, which I hope you are, by the way, if you are one of God's people, God flipping blesses you. God is out to look after you and bless you and give you good things and only good things. Sometimes it may not feel like it, but what does God want for you? He wants to bless you, and he will. Just think about what God did for you. God the Father punished his son to bless you. Can you imagine that God the Father would have liked that? There was God the Father and he had to punish his son because of my sin, because of your sin. God did not want to do that, but he did it because he wanted to bless you. Jesus Christ died on that cross. It must have been horrendous for him. Why did Jesus do that? To bless you, to give you life now and life forever. Do you know the Holy Spirit? The Spirit lives inside God's people. And do you know what we're like? We're sinners. And he must hate living inside me because I live a life just like yours, full of sin. The Spirit hates it, I'm sure. But why does he live inside me, a sinner? To bless me, because he loves you. Do you have it in your head? Do you have it in your heart that God wants to bless you? Do you know that? Well, if you know it, start loving it. Wake up each day and thank God. Thank him that he's out today to bless you. Now, one of the things I love about this story, here were God's people, they were camped over here. And all this stuff was going on, and they did not know it was happening. They didn't know about Balak meeting Balaam and coming and the donkey. They knew none of it. Behind their back, without them knowing, do you know what God was doing? He was at work to bless them. And do you know what God is doing all the time, whether you know it or not? Do you know what God is doing when you're awake and when you're asleep? He's seeking to give you good things. He's seeking to bless you. Do you know that in your head? Do you know it in your heart? Because if you do, you will live your life thinking, God is on my side, God is for me, and you will start to flourish and thrive in life. He loves you. He really loves you and is eager and keen to bless you. And because that's what he wants to do, he will do it. He will do it. Now just take a moment sitting there and just say thank you to God. He flipping loves you and he wants to bless you. Say thank you to him. Why not think about some of the things you think are going to make you happy? And realize that only God's the one that's going to make you happy. Now, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, God wants you to be part of his people. God wants you to be part of his people and know him and experience the blessing that that means. So why not talk to me or the person that brought you along today? Talk to them about that. I'm going to pray and I'm going to thank God. And I'm going to pray that this week we remember that God's out to bless us and help us. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. That is what God is doing. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, thank you for this story. And thank you for the reminder that you're a God who wants to bless his people. You don't try and curse us and hurt us. You're out to bless us. And we thank you for that. We can look at what you did when you sent your son to bless us when he died. We can look at time and time again, times in the Bible where you bless your people. And actually we can look back at times in our lives and see the times that you've blessed us. And even the times when we look back and think, I don't get what you were doing there, God. Please help us to remember that you are out to bless us and help us. So from now on, please help us to be people that see that you're out to bless us, and would that give us a confidence to lean on you and rely on you day by day. Please make us people that are looking out for the ways you're helping us, and make us thankful. Thank you for what you're like. Thank you that you do bless us and you will bless us and you do keep us. And thank you that in heaven that is going to be our experience as well. Blessing from you forever. Thank you very, very much. Amen.